Good morning.
早上好。
We do congratulate you this morning for another year of service to the Lord in this local church.
我今天很想恭喜大家又在主里为主服侍了一年。
I was talking just the other day with a friend of mine.
我那天正好跟我的朋友讲话。
And I remember back in the 80s when the Chinese church used to meet in Riviera Beach.
我想起来在八几年的时候我们这个教会在 Riviera Beach 有一个聚会。
And the Lord has really blessed this church and you have your own facility now.
感谢神他祝福我们让我们今天有了自己的教堂。
And we do congratulate you this morning for the milestone of your success as a church.
我很恭喜大家这样我们教会有一个这样的里程碑。
And I trust that as you look into the future,
我相信在我们展望未来的时候,
that you would keep in mind that the church can only be alive,
我们要记得我们的教会之所以能够有生命,
by being connected to the Lord Jesus Christ.
是因为我们要一直跟主耶稣联系在一起。
And this morning I'd like to share with you from that thought.
所以我今天就要跟大家来分享这个。
Keeping the church alive in a changing world.
让我们在教会在这个改变的世界中仍然能够有生命。
I'd like to read a few passages of scriptures with you this morning.
我今天早上想和大家分享一些经文。
And the first one is in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18.
第一个是在马太福音十六章十八节。
Jesus is speaking to his disciples.
在这里，耶稣在对他的门徒说话。
And he says,
然后他说,
And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
And then in the Old Testament, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verses 1, 3, and 8.
那在旧约当中，以赛亚书第六章第一节和第三节、第八节。
The king Uzziah died, and he saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up.
当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下。
And his train filled the temple.
遮满圣殿。
And verse 3 says, And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with his glory.
第三节彼此呼喊说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
And then verse 8, it says, Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me.
第八节我又听见主的声音说我可以差遣谁呢谁肯为我们去呢我说我在这里请差遣我。
And then in Philippians chapter 3 verses 10.
在腓立比书第三章第十节。
It tells us, Paul the apostle says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings.Being made conformable unto his death.
保罗在这里说，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
And then Matthew chapter 9 and verse 36.
马太福音第九章第三十六节。
It says, But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion upon them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd.
他这里指耶稣，他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
And lastly, Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18 through 20.
马太福音二十八章十六到二十节。
Jesus is given the great commission to his disciples.
在这里，耶稣设下了大使命。
And he says,
他说
，And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me.In heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡所我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
These verses we've read kind of encapsulates what I'd like to share with you this morning.
我们刚才读到的这些经节大概就涵括了我今天想要讲的内容。
And as we speak, I'd like to ask God's blessing on the message this morning.
我们在我们讲之前，我们一起来求神来祝福。
Father, we thank you for this opportunity to preach your word.
天父，我感谢你让我有机会来传讲你的话语。
We thank you, Lord, for the Church of Jesus Christ that is alive today.
我们真的是感谢你，让我们教会能够有生命力。
And Lord, as we celebrate this anniversary with this local church, I trust you to bless us and help us together this morning.
当我们真的是在庆祝这个周年纪念的时候，我们就恳求你来祝福，来帮助我们。
And I pray, Lord, that you just give us a special anointing to be able to convey the words you've given to us for this church.
我特别感求你来，真的是来高抹我，让我能够把你要我讲的话来讲出来。
And after all is said and done, may your name be exalted today.
我们所说的所做的都是为了荣耀你的名。
And your church be edified.
也愿你的教会能得到造就。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
A quote from former President George W. Bush.
在那个乔治布什他曾经说过这样一句话。
He was asked the question about how is it after you have left the presidency?
有人问他就是说你现在不做总统了感觉怎么样。
And his response was, I am retired from politics.
那他的回答是说我已经从政界退出来了。
And happily so.
而且我很高兴。
But not from public service.
他说但是我并没有退出为公众服务这个事业。
We as a people may change our position in the world.
那我们作为基督徒可能我们在世界上的位置有的时候会不同。
But our purpose must continue burning within.
但是我们里面的那个目标应该是不熄灭的。
And our heart must be burdened for those without.
然后我们的那个心要为那些失丧的灵魂有所负担。
The answer to society's moral dilemma.
这个社会现在面临很多道德的危机。
Is keeping the agenda of the church alive.
那我们唯一的解决办法就是让我们的教会能够有生命有影响力。
God has called the church in this world.
神呼召我们成为教会在这个世界当中
to bring change to people's lives.
他的目的是要为了改变人的生命。
When you think about the Church of Christ,
当你想到耶稣的教会的时候
we must not think about it as a body of believers just in the New Testament or in our day.
我们不能只想到说好像是新约的教会或者甚至是当今的教会。
As a matter of fact, the word church means the called out ones.
这个教会本身这个字的意思是说被呼召出来的。
And God been calling people out from the Old Testament time.
在从旧约开始的时候神就呼召一些人出来。
So he calls us by selecting us.
所以他呼召我们选择我们。
And he calls us to be separated.
他召我们出来与其他的分离。
He calls us to serve.
他呼召我们出来服事。
And he wants us to be a symbol of his glory in this world.
而且他想让我们成为他的这个荣耀在地上的代表。
The church is the body of Christ.
教会是基督的身体。
And as a church,
而作为一个教会
we have been selected.
我们被他选中。
We are separated.
而且被他分别出来。
But we must serve.
但是我们要做的就是要服事。
Because as we serve in this world,
当我们在这个世界上服侍其他人的时候
we demonstrate to the world who Jesus Christ is.
我们让他们看到耶稣基督到底是什么样的人。
He is the head.
他是元首。
And we are the body.
我们是他的身体。
To serve.
来服侍。
For his glory.
为了是他的荣耀来服侍。
The question I would like to ask you this morning.
我今天早上想问大家一个问题。
How can we keep the church alive in a changing world?
那当这个世界在千变万化的时候，我们这个教会怎么才能维持生命力呢？
I would like to leave with you this morning six principles that helps us to understand that.
那我这里面要给你们六条原则。
And the first one is,
第一个，
we must respond to the revelation of the word of God.
我们要对神的话有所回应。
The Lord Jesus Christ is speaking with his disciples.
在我们刚才读到圣经的时候，耶稣是在对他的门徒说话。
He is asking them who he is.
他问他们：“你们说我是谁？”
And as he spoke to them, Peter responded.
然后当他问的时候，彼得就回答。
And saying, "Thou art the Christ."
就说啊，你是基督。
The Son of the Living God.
是永生神的儿子。
And Jesus responded, flesh and blood had not revealed that to you.
耶稣就对他说,
but my Father which is in heaven.
乃是我在天上的父指示的。
So as we look at the church in this context this morning,
所以根据这一个圣经, 我们再来看, 教会,
if we as a local church will be alive in this changing world,
那作为我们一个地方教会在这个千变万化的世界当中, 如果能够维持生命力的话,
we must respond to the word of God.
我们必须对神的话有所回应。
God wants to reveal his word to each and every one of us today.
神要把他的真理彰显在我们每一个人的心里。
And it doesn't matter what level of membership we have in the church.
不管你对这个教会的这个委身有多少,
that goes from the pastor down to the janitor.
从牧师到清洁的人。
Every person must receive God's word.
每一个人都需要得着神的话。
Because when we receive God's word, it does four things in us and for us.
因为当我们得到神的话的时候,
first of all, it awakens our minds to the truth.
第一,真理使我们的心能够苏醒。
When he speaks, our mind becomes awakened.
当神说话的时候, 我们的心就能够醒过来。
But as our minds become awakened, we also must adjust our morals, our behavior to the truth of God's word.
而当我们的心醒过来的时候, 我们就要开始改变我们的这个道德, 合乎这个真理。
So when we become awakened to the word of God,
所以真理使我们的心松醒。
Our lifestyle become adjusted to the word of God.
然后我们的生活方式, 然后开始要合乎真理的标准。
And as that happens in our life,
然后当这些事情发生的时候,
then there we must be ready to abandon anything that is not in harmony with God's word.
那我们就要预备好来摒弃那些错误的观念跟神的真理不合的地方。
And that is to abandon any misconception we may have about God's word.
那就弃除那些原本是错误的观念。
You know, it is interesting in our world today how many misconceptions there are regarding the truth of God's word.
那今天这个世界上对神的话有各种各样的误解。
The church is not going to be alive today based on opinions of men.
教会之所以能够生存不是说基础在于说人的想法人的看法。
The life of the church depends on the truth of God's word.
教会生命的根源在于神的话语里面的真理。
We'll hear a lot of ideas about God's word in his church.
我们在即便是在一个教会，我们也听到过很多就是关于神的话语的个人的想法。
But we must understand the truth.
但是我们必须要知道神是怎么说的，他的真理是什么。
And as it becomes clear to us,
然后当神的真理在我们身体变得清楚的时候,
we must adhere to that truth.
我们就必须要根据这个真理来生活。
You know, the apostle and Jesus was asking them who he was.
这些门徒当耶稣问到他们我是谁的时候,
there was a lot of idea floating out there regarding the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后大家就开始说这个说那个说, 有好多想法。
Some said he was Jeremiah, John the Baptist.
有人说是施洗约翰, 有人说是以利亚。
Others said he was one of the prophets.
也可能是先知当中的一位。
But Jesus is not really interested in our ideas or opinion about him.
但是耶稣在意的并不是我们的想法到底他是什么样的。
What he really wants for us to understand who he really is for us and to us.
他真的需要我们知道的是说他确实是哪一位。
And so when it comes down to the reality of the church,
所以当我们谈到这个教会的真实的时候,
and we go out there in society,
然后我们要进入社会,
people really do not want to know about our programs,
人们真的并不感兴趣说我们有什么样的活动,
are the things that we must possess.
然后我们能够有什么东西,
they want to be able to know from you as an individual who is Jesus Christ to you.
他想看到的是你在你的身上耶稣对你来说是什么样的人。
And the question I have for you this morning,
所以我今天要问的问题,
who is Jesus to you?
对于你来说耶稣到底是谁?
Is he the Son of the living God to you?
对你来说他是永生神的儿子吗?
Is he the Son of the living God in you?
而且他是在你心里的那位永生神的儿子吗?
Because that's what's going to make the difference in a changing world.
这一点才是在这个世界上真正能够有所改变的地方。
Politics going to change.
政治会改变。
Government going to change.
政府也会变。
Culture going to change.
文化也会变。
People going to change.
你周围的人也一样会变。
But Jesus Christ never changes.
但是主耶稣基督从来不变。
And if we have him in our life, the church can confront whatever happens in the world today.
如果他在我们的心里活着的话，我们就不用惧怕这个世界的改变。
So I exhort you this morning to make sure that you know who Jesus Christ is.
所以我今天恳求你要真的知道耶稣到底是谁。
Not just some historical figure.
不仅仅是一个历史人物
而已。That we read about in the Bible or in literature.
或者是你在故事上，在圣经上读到的一个过去的人。
But he is a living person in our own life.
他是在我们生命里那个活的主。
So we must respond to the revelation of the Word of God about Jesus Christ.
所以我们对神的话有回应，就是要回应。
But secondly,
知道耶稣是谁。第二，
we must also recognize the reality of the work of God.
我们必须要认识神的事工的事实。
And this idea of the reality of the Word of God,
这个关于这个事实
has to do with what Jesus is doing in the world today.
要讲到说耶稣今天在这个世界上做什么样的工作。
Jesus said, I am building my church.
耶稣刚才在提到的那个经节里讲到说我要把我的教会。
And this is his bride.
就是他的心腹。
You know, this is no minor and secondary task.
这个不是一个简单的或者是一个不起眼的工作。
To be able to build the church of Christ,
要建造耶稣的教会。
There must be submission.
就必须有委身。
Sacrifices.
就必须有奉献。
We must learn how to suffer for him.
然后必须有受苦。
How to serve.
然后要服侍。
And as we do all of these together,
当我们一起做这些事情的时候，
we become participants in the building process.
我们就与耶稣一起同工来建造他的教会。
And as collaborators, there are four things that we must do.
当我们与耶稣同工的时候，我们就要有做四件事情。
Number one, we must recognize the master builder.
第一，要认识他是建造的主。
Jesus Christ said, I am building my church.
耶稣说，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
We are just collaborators.
我们只是和他一起工作的。
We are not the builders.
我们不是那个建造的人。
He is the builder.
他是那位建造的主。
He gives us the design.
他把这个设计给了我们。
He gives us the process.
他把这个程序也告诉我们。
And he tells us what to do.
他告诉我们该做什么事情。
We are just the instrument in his hands to go about doing what he asks us to do.
我们是他手里的工具去做他要我们做的事
情。So we must recognize the master builder is Jesus Christ.
所以我们必须要认识到建造的主是耶稣基督。
And my friends this morning, not only must we recognize the master builder, but we must relate to the members of the body of Christ.
不仅如此，我们要认识他为建造的主，我们还要与肢体有所连结。
We are, as individual, becomes members of the body of Christ.
我们虽然是每个人，但是我们却成为这个耶稣教会的一部分。
And we must learn how to relate one to another.
我们必须要学会彼此同工服侍。
The book of Romans chapters 12 verses 3 through 5 tells us that we are members of one body.
罗马书说我们是我们许多人虽然是不同的肢体，身子却是一个。
And as member of this body, we must be relating one to another.
作为这个身体的一部分，我们彼此之间就会有连结。
And as we relate, we must learn to serve one another.
然后当我们连接的时候，我们就会彼此服侍。
We must learn to love one another.
然后彼此相爱。
We must learn to encourage one another.
我们也要学习来彼此鼓励。
We must learn to support one another.
彼此支持。
And when there is need for it, we must learn to counsel one another.
当有需要的时候，我们也要彼此给建议。
We are a family.
我们是一个家庭。
And the Church of Jesus Christ must learn to connect, to relate to the body.
作为耶稣的教会，我们要学习彼此连结。
The Bible also tells us that the world becomes knowledgeable of Christ because of the love the Church has one for another.
圣经也告诉我们说，当我们彼此相爱的时候，世人就认识我们是耶稣的门徒。
And so we must learn to relate one to another.
所以我们必须要学习这个彼此之间的关系和连结。
And we come to church on Sunday morning.
所以当我们礼拜天早上来教会的时候。
And we sing and we hear the message preach.
我们一起唱歌，然后听到讲道。
But we must understand that part of the Church of Christ as we come together.To really relate and to fellowship one with another.
但是我们不仅仅而已，我们还是要在一起有这个 彼此之间的关系，彼此同工服事的连结。
And to find out how your brother and sister doing in the Lord.
然后你要发现你的弟兄姐妹他们生活的怎么样。
And if there's anything in a person's life that you can offer help, you must be available to help them.
如果他们的生活当中有需要，你能够满足的话，你就要把你的自己所有的给交给他们。
So we must relate to the members of the body.
所以我们彼此之间肢体要有连结。
But we also must respond to the message that we believe.
那第三点就是我们既然相信了这个信息，我们就要做出一些事情。
I believe all of us this morning believe in the Bible.
我相信我们今天在这里，我们都相信圣经。
It is God's word.
圣经就是神的话。
I don't think we have any doubt about that.
我们并不怀疑。
But sometimes we have a message that we believe in.
那有的时候我们相信的一些东西。
But the question we must ask ourselves, are we responding to that message?
但是问题就是说，当你相信了以后，你有没有做什么？
In other words, as we read it.
也就是说，当你读圣经的时候。
As we hear it.
当你听到信息的时候。
Are we doing what it says?
你有没有照着所听到的，所读到的。
In other words, are we responding practically to the word of God?
也就是说，我们有没有主动的去有所回应？
Because as we do so,
因为当我们这样做的时候，
it changes us from inside out.
我们听到了，相信了，去做的时候，我们的里面就会有所改变。
And then all of a sudden, we would begin to look like Bible Christians.
然后你这样做的时候，你就会发现，哎，你怎么变成就像圣经上讲的那
样？ Actually, we're going to begin to look like Jesus.
甚至是说，你可能别人会说你越来越像耶稣了。
We become a bunch of little Jesus walking up and down.
然后我们每一个人就变成像小耶稣的样子。
That's what it means to be a Christian.
这也就是所谓基督徒本身的含义。
To be like Jesus.
就是说像耶稣一样。
So we must respond to the message that we believe.
所以我们相信的这个信息，我们要对它有所回应，要做一些事情。
But also we must be revitalized for the ministry before us.
那当然，我们也要为面前所要做的事工有所复兴。
The Bible revitalizes people to go out and do ministry.
圣经使得人身上充满了生气，能够出去服事神。
A preacher from the Caribbean by the name of Dr. Wingrove Taylor.
在加勒比海附近有一个牧师。
He once said that we come to church on Sunday morning.
他有一次说，我们礼拜天早上到教会去。
To get fixed up.
然后就是要来得到修理。
It's like coming to a hospital on Sunday morning.
就好像礼拜天早上去医院一
样。And with all our emotional and spiritual and moral aches.
然后我们的情感上，我们的属灵上，还有我们的身体上的一些需要。
The divine chiropractor, divine psychologist, the divine doctor fixes us up.
这个神圣的这个神，他是一个大医生，他把我们都能修补好。
And as we become adjusted,
然后我们就能够得到调整。
Then we leave to go back out into society.
当神把我们修整好、调整好的时候，我们就离开教会，要进入社会。
Revitalize.
然后就是得到复兴。
And revived.
然后得到这个重生。
To do the work of God.
然后所以我们才能够做神的事情。
And so we become Christ's representative in the world.
成为耶稣的代表，在这个世界上。
He has given us a ministry to do.
他给了我们耶稣，神给了我们服事，给了我们事工要做。
And it is not just coming to church on Sunday morning.
不仅仅是说礼拜天早上到教会来而已。
But it is being involved in the world in which we're living.
而是要在我们所生活的这个世界上有所。
So we must understand that we need this revitalization.
所以我们必须要知道，我们需要这个不断的这个复兴。
But we also continue at number three in these principles in keeping the church alive.
那第三条的这个原则。
And number three is receiving, we must receive a vision of the person of God.
我们必须领受神他这个人的意，他作为他的意象。
We cannot continue going forward in our own agenda, with our own agenda.
我们没有办法说一直按照自己的计划来做。
The world is changing.
这个世界在改变。
Things are difficult.
并不是什么事情都很容易的。
There's a lot of problems.
我们面临很多的困难和问题。
As we speak, there is dialogue about going to war again in this country.
我们就在今天在这儿讲到的时候，这个我们的这个政府在讨论是不是要去打仗。
People have problems.
每个人都有问题。
There is divorce and all kind of problems in a home.
离婚率很高，然后家庭问题一大堆。
There's fighting and earthquakes and you just name it. The world is full of problems.
有战争，然后有地震，这个社会真的是充满了问题。
Leaders are discouraging to us today.
然后我们上面的领袖让我们很失望。
Politician promised to do something for us and never accomplish it.
那些政客答应了一大堆的事情，但是没有一件能够做到。
And what do we do when we find conflicting problems?
所以当我们面临这些困难，面临这些问题的时候，该怎么办呢？
The prophet Isaiah had some problems.
这个以赛亚也面临一些问题。
The king is dead.
那对，在那个时候，那个乌西亚王死掉了。
And what do you do when the king is dead?
那对他来说，国王都死了，怎么办呢？
Well, we find another king.
那再找一个。
Right?
是吗？
Well, Isaiah sought and he found another king.
确实，以赛亚他找到了另外一个王。
But it wasn't a king in Judah.
但并不是犹大的王。
It wasn't a king on earth.
不是这个世上的王。
It was a king in heaven.
而是天上的王。
And God's vision and intention spanned the whole world.
神对这个世界的意象是充满全地的。
The final is the fact that we must not be satisfied to escape from the problems in the world.
我们作为基督徒不要仅仅是说我们周围没有问题，我们的生活平安无事就满意了。
We must find out what God wants us to see and do in the world.
我们需要找到的是说神想让我们在这个世界上去看到什么，去做什么。
And things are pretty discouraging.
虽然我们周围的事情让我们很灰心失望。
And all of us have had discouraging moments.
我们每个人都有灰心的时候。
I've had those, you've had them.
我有，你也有。
But what do we do? What do we really need to see?
那这个时候我们该怎么办呢？我们需要看到什么呢？
I believe we need to see, discover three things.
我相信我们需要看到三件事情。
First of all, we need to have a vision of the upwardness, an upward vision.
我们需要看到神对我们的意象，应该是说看到神他是在上面，他是伟大的。
So when Isaiah had this vision, he had an upward vision.
所以这个想到以赛亚他的看到的意象的时候，他是主是高高在上的。
And that is discovering the reality of God.
那也就是说你真实的认识神是什么样的神。
That is discovering the fact that God is not dead.
你就发现说神并没有死掉。
God is alive.
神还是活着的神。
And the church in the world today.
而这个在这个世界上的教会呢。
Can be alive.
我们也可以是活着的教会。
Because the church is connected to God.
如果我们与神连接的话。
And we must discover His highness.
我们要看到他是尊大、尊贵的。
We must discover His habitation, where He lives.
要知道他住在什么样的地方。
We must discover His holiness.
你要发现他的圣洁。
We must discover His helpfulness.
他的蛮有这个帮助。
And so the reality of God is that He is on the throne and He's alive today.
所以这个神的这个真实的事实就是说他今天是活着的神，而且他是高高的坐在宝座上的神。
And thank God He's high above all the problem in the world.
感谢主，他真的是超越世界上所有一切的问题。
Thank God that He's holy, He's not touched by the wickedness of the world.
感谢主，他是圣洁的，他不是像这个世界上蛮有邪恶的。
But thank God He can help us.
我们也感谢他，因为他能够帮助我们。
And it doesn't matter where we at.
无论我们在身在何处。
It doesn't matter what our circumstances may be.
也无论我们周围的境况如何。
God can help us.
神可以帮助我们。
And I praise Him this morning for that.
我们今天要感谢他，因为他是这样的神。
Not only this vision must see the reality, but we also must get a revelation from God.
所以我们对神的意象，一个是要正确，然后要得到神对我们的给我们的意象。
We must see His throne.
我们要看到他的宝座。
We must see His triumph.
我们也要看到他的得胜。
And we must see also that God has a time for us to do a work in this world.
我们也要看到说神为我们预备的这段时间为他来工作。
So when you find yourself or your church in difficult situation,
所以当你自己也好，你的教会也好，处在一个困难的境况的时候，
change your focus.
改变你的这个注意力。
And begin to look up.
来向上看。
And you'll discover that God is alive.
你就会发现神他是那位活着的神。
And He doesn't change.
他不改变。
This vision must also not only be upward, but it must be inward.
这个意象不仅是要向上，而且也要向里。
In other words, we must discover how and who we are before God.
当我们看到神是什么样的神的时候，我们也要看到我们自己是什么样的人。
We, if there's any sin in our life,
如果我们的里面有罪恶，
if there's any self-control activities in our life,
有一些 自我做主的心意，
we must deal with them,
我们就 要对付它
and yield them to the Lord,
然后把它交给神。
So God wants us to have an inward discovery.
所以神让我们看到我们里面是什么样的。
If there's anything in our life that is that's not pleasing to the Lord,
如果我们生命中有一些让他讨不讨他喜悦的地方，
we must let him take care of it.
我们必须要让他来帮助我们。
God wants us to be alive in the world, and the only way this world is going to be changed.
因为这个世界唯一能够改变的就是我们这些基督徒是一个有生命的基督徒。
It is going to be changed as a result of people, the people of God being changed.
那这个世界的改变要首先要源自属神的人里面的改变。
So we must have an upward and an inward vision of God.
所以我们的这个意向要向上，也要向里。
But then this vision not only must be upward, inward, but it must be outward.
不仅向上向里，然后还要向外。
Do you hear the cry of society today?
你有没有听到你周围的呼声？
Are you sensing the need in your world today?
你有没有感受到这个世界的需要？
Are you hearing the cry from that child that needs God today?
你有没有你看到的那个孩子他需要神？你有没有听到他里面的？
Are you hearing the cry from those that marriage that is ready to be broken up?
你有没有看到那个有婚姻危机的那对夫妇他们里面的呼求？
Are you hearing the cries of the needy today?
你有没有听到那些需要的人他们的呼求？有需要的人。
We must have an outward vision.
我们必须有一个向外的意向。
Discover people in their need.
要发现那些需要的有需求的人。
But then we must not only have this revelation of God's word, not only must we also see and recognize the reality of the work of God.
我们要看到这个神的工作，然后神的工作的事实。
And receive a vision from Him.
然后从他那里领受意象。
But we must also be renewed. Our passion must be renewed.
然后我们的这个里面的热情也要重新的被更新。
We must have a renewed passion to know God.
我们需要有这个对神的这个热情，对神的认识的这个热情。
This passion is manifested in our deep desire for God.
这个热情在于我们非常渴慕神。
The Apostle Paul says that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection.
使徒保罗说，我要认识他，并他十字架的大能。
And the fellowship of His suffering.
还有与他一同受苦。
This kind of a passion to know God is what brings change in our world today.
这样对神的这个热情是使我们能够有能力来改变我们周围的社会。
The Apostle Paul was a great apostle. He was a great man.
使徒保罗是一个很伟大的人。
He was very educated.
他受过很好的教育。
And he wanted to bring about change.
然后他也想改变社会。
But he wanted to do it in his own way.
他想改变社会，他有他自己的想法。
And God stopped him.
但是神阻止了他。
And as he did,
当时他被阻止的时候，
he changed him.
然后神就改变了他。
And he gave him a desire to know God.
神给了他一个渴望认识神的这个心意。
Actually, to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
渴望认识耶稣基督的心意。
And so as Paul came had an encounter with God,
当保罗与神面对面的时候，
he,Four things happened in his life.
他的生命中发生了四个变化。
Number one, he detached himself from personal aspirations.
第一就是他自己个人的那个热情，他与他分开了。
He says that everything that he had been able to gain in life,
他保罗自己说，我从前认为有益的。
He counted them as dung or as worthless.
那如现在看来是与我有损的，就是弃之如粪土。
He had one desire, and that is to have a personal aspiration for God.
他只有一个愿望，就是要对神有一个热情。
My question to you this morning, are you aspiring to know God?
我今天向你要提的问题就是说，你是不是有这个渴望要认识神？
So we must detach yourself from personal aspirations.
所以第一，我们要离开我们自己的志向，自己的热情。
But we must develop a powerful association with Him.
那第二就是要与神里面有很强烈的连接。
Paul just didn't want to know God. He wanted to know His power.
保罗不仅仅要认识神，他要认识神的大能。
He wanted to know the power of the resurrection.
他想要认识这个复活的大能。
And this is the power over sin and Satan and society.
这个能力能够使我们胜过魔鬼，胜过罪恶和胜过这个世界。
It's a power to do things for God.
这个能力让我们能够为神做事情。
Do you ever find yourself wanting to do something, but you don't have the ability to do it?
你有没有过想做一件事情，但是没有能力做的时候？
And sometimes you may read in the Bible or in church history about great men who did great things.
有的时候，如果你读书或者是讲到教会历史的时候，
你
会看到一些伟人。
I wish I could do that.
他们为神做了很大的事情，你会想说：“哎呀，我要能这样就好了。”
How can we do that?
那我们到底能不能做这样的事情？
We do that by developing a powerful association with the Lord Jesus Christ.
是可以的，如果我们能够建立与神这个强烈的连结的话。
We allow for His power to become part of our life.
我们允许让神的能力成为我们生命的一部分。
And what was impossible for us?
那从前那些不可能的事情。
Becomes possible because of Christ.
因为基督成为可能。
When I was a new Christian,
当我刚信主的时候
I went to Miami to a conference.
我在迈阿密参加一个聚会
And Sister Schwartz was with us that time.
那个时候妈咪和我们在一起
That was back in 1982.
是1982年
Years ago, I knew her a long, long time.
很多年了，我认识她很久
She's like a mother to me.
对我来说，她就像妈妈一样
Sometimes like a grandmother.
有的时候也像祖母
Sometimes like a mother-in-law too.
有的时候又像岳母
And I remember after this conference was over.
那我记得就是当我们参加完这个会议之后。
And after the teacher had finished with all his teaching.
然后这个讲员都讲完了。
I said, I cannot be a Christian.
我就跟他说，我做不了基督徒了。
The things that I have to do, I can't do them. They're impossible for me.
他说要我作为基督徒该做那些事情，我根本就做不了，不可能的。
And I shared with Sister Schwartz, I don't think I'll ever become a strong Christian.
所以我就跟他说，我就跟他讲说，我觉得我这辈子也不可能成为一个很好的基督徒。
And she said to me,
然后那个时候他就对我讲
，By the grace of God, you will make it.
靠着神的恩典，你可以的。
And I'm saying to you this morning that we must have the power of God.
所以我今天早上也要告诉你们，你们里面要有神的能力。
It can help the church to keep alive in a changing world.
这个能力才能使我们这个教会在这个千变万化的社会当中能够有生命。
The disciples changed the Roman world because of the power of Christ.
那些使徒靠着基督的能力改变了罗马帝国。
And we can do so also.
我们也可以靠着神的能力来做这样的事情。
In our world today.
在我们的所处的这个世界当中。
But then there must be delegation with a productive assignment and desiring a perfect accomplishment.
然后我们还要尽力去完成神所交托给我们的工作。
Paul was given an assignment to produce.
那保罗领受的工作就是去要结果子。
And thank God he had a perfect accomplishment.
然后我们感谢神，他真的是完成了他所。
Because at the end of his career.
所以当他在这个结束的时候，他有这样讲。
In 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul gives a climactic testimony.
在提摩太后书第四章，他有告诉我们。
That he had finished the race.
他说当跑的路我已经跑过
尽了。He kept the faith.
我已经当守的这个道我也守住了。
In other words, Paul was victorious.
保罗是得胜的。
Simply because Paul wanted what God wanted him to do.
其实最简很简单，他就是他神所想要他做的事情，也是他想要的。
And as we hurry on this morning,
所以当我们今天在这里的时候
，I'd like to bring to you now principle number 5.
那我来讲到第五条。
And this principle is reaching out with compassion to the people.
热心为神去接触你周围的人。
The people around us for God.
为了神的缘故，你接触他们。
Jesus was going about in Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 through 38.
马太福音第九章三十五到三十八节。
Jesus was going about doing good.
耶稣走遍各城各乡。
He was teaching and healing and helping the sick.
在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。
And he realized that the work was too much for him.
他看到说这个世界上有太多的需要。
So he stopped and he began to speak to his disciples.
然后他这个时候就停下来跟他的对他的门徒说话。
And he says to them after he saw the multitude and had compassion on them.
然后因为他看见许多的人就怜悯他们。
And he said to them, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few.
于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
So Jesus is wanting for them to do something about it.
所以耶稣需要差他的门徒去做。
And for us to be able to reach out as a local church,
那我们作为一个地方的教会能够来影响周围的办法。
For us to keep the church alive in a changing world,
就是也是让我们的教会能够有生命力。
Quickly, there are five things we must be able to do.
所以要做五件事情。
Number one,
第一
we must seek people who are in need.
要寻找那些有需要的人。
We must see people and their needs.
而且看到人们的需要。
We must sympathize with people and their needs.
然后要同情他们的需要。
We must serve people in their needs.
然后要服侍那些有需要的人。
And we must send out to people in their needs.
然后差派人到那些有需要的人当中。
In other words, we must leave the four walls of our comfort.
意思就是说要离开你自己的安逸。
We must look into the future and find people for Christ.
然后看到那些人，然后看到他们能够
成为神的人。We must lift up the faint-hearted.
然后那些脆弱的心，你要给予支持和同情。
We must labor with fervor and commitment.
然后要真的是有委身来愿意来服侍。
And we must lead the way.
然后要带领。
With those who are committed.
带领那些愿意跟你一起服侍的人。
God wants us to have compassion.
神希望我们有同情。
It is interesting to me how many times we become so engrossed in our program in our church.
有的时候我们太专注于自己的生活，专注于自己教会的这些事情。
That we lose this compassion that we need to have for the needy of the world.
我们失去了对周围的人的关心和关爱。
And God is wanting for you and I to have a sense of compassion.
神要我们里面有对别人的关心和关爱。
I think it was a preacher by the name of H.E. Smoo.
有一个牧师。
He said the word compassion has the idea to circle an object.
他这个 compassion 这个英文字呢，它是从有本意是说要绕着一个东西转。
And as you circle that object,
然后当你在绕着它转的时候
，you begin to discover different angle of that object.
你从各个不同的角度去发现这个东西。
So you can have a complete perspective of what that object is all about.
然后你就对它有一个全面的一个概念。
And so when we have compassion on people,
所以当我们有当这个关心这个词在用在人身上的时候
，we don't just see people from just in front.
我们不是说只是这个看人的表面而已。
We try to go around and to discover and investigate what's going on in that person's life.
你就好像你绕着这个人的转，然后你发现他生活当中的需要，你看到他到底是什么样的人。
That's what Jesus was doing going about the city.
这也就是耶稣在之前在做的事情，他在各城各乡走遍各城各乡。
Discovering people and their problems.
去看到那些人，看到他们的需要，看到他们的问题。
One of the most beautiful thing about our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们主耶稣做了这个非常美好的事情。
That when he saw a need.
因为当他看到别人的需要的时候。
He didn't just leave people in their need.
他并没有就这样把他们搁在那儿不管。
He did something about it.
他看到别人需要的时候，他就会做出回应。
And so when we discover people and their needs,
所以当我们看到周围的人，当我们看到他们需要的时候
，we must do something about it.
我们也要做出回应。
That may mean to pray for that person.
有的时候需要为他祷告。
That may mean to take them a plate of food.
有的时候是给他预备一些食物给他。
That may mean that you go to their home and see if they're having the financial struggles.
然后有的时候你是跟他谈，看看他是不是有经济上的需求。
Sometimes we find ourselves even helping take people to the doctor.
有的时候你会发现你可能还需要带他去看医生。
Maybe in your context, you don't have people with these kind of needs.
也可能在你周围的人当中，没有人有这样的需要。
But you don't have to go too far in your world to discover without discovering people in need.
但是你真的不需要走很远，你就会发现人们是有需要的。
And as we go forward into this changing world,
当我们进入这个不断变化的世界的时候
，people are going to need us to help them.
我们会发现那些需要我们帮助的人。
Jesus didn't just leave the church in the world to come to church on Sunday morning.
耶稣把我们留在这个世界上，并不是为了让我们仅仅让我们礼拜天到教会来聚会就好了。
He left his church to be his hand extended.
他把我们留在这里，是让我们能够成为他的伸出去的手。
He left this church to be his feet on errand for him.
然后让我们成为他为他去工作的脚。
He left this church to be his ears to listen to the need of people. He left this church to see people and their needs. He left this church to be a word of compassion and encouragement to people. Christ wants us to reach out with compassion to those that are in need. And I challenge you this morning, let us have compassion on the needy.
我今天要挑战你们, 真的是有同情来关注那些需要的人。
And as we come to a close this morning,
当我们今天快要结束的时候,
we have our number six principle that I want to leave with you.
我们今天有第六个,
and this principle 原则, is being ready with the mission and purpose of God.
第六个原则就是深识神对世人的使命和目的。
God has given us a purpose.
神给了我们一个目的。
The purpose of missions is God's mission is that the earth will be filled with the knowledge and the glory of the Lord.
神给我们的使命就是要这个世界上认识耶和华荣耀的知识要充满。
God isn't interested in merely giving us some kind of a missions experience.
神感兴趣的不仅仅是说让我们浅尝这个服事的滋味就好了。
God wants us to be on a mission with Him.
神要我们和他一起来同工。
He wants us to go out and to be missionaries in our world today.
让我们真的是成为他为他的工作的宣教士。
Now what kind of mission must this missions be?
那这个到底是什么样的使命呢?
It is a mission of deliverance from sin.
是拯救世人脱离罪的使命。
When we go out, we have one objective, is that people may know Christ and be delivered from sin.
我们要去就只有一个目的，就是让人们能够认识基督，让他们能够脱离罪的权势。
From the controlling power of sin.
然后脱离罪对他们生命的掌控。
From the continual practices of sin.
然后脱离这个罪在他们身上不断的这个。
And from the corrupted principle of sin in our life.
然后脱离他们里边的这个罪的这个原则。
Thank God that the power of the resurrection of Christ brings complete deliverance.
我们感谢神，真的是他的复活的大能，使我们能够完全脱离罪。
Where sin did abound,
在罪显多的时候,
the grace of Christ do much more abound.
那耶稣基督的恩典能够显得更多。
And if you're struggling this morning with some kind of sin in your life,
如果今天早上你生命中你在跟这个罪的挣扎的时候,
Christ can deliver you.
耶基督可以来帮助你。
Just cling to Him.
可以解救你,
cry out for mercy.
求他的恩典,
and let Him deliver you.
允许他来解救你。
But this mission also is a mission of discipleship.
这个使命也是建造门徒的使命。
In other words, Christ, those that, that have been delivered,
当人们脱离罪的权势以后,
Christ wants them to come into church and become His followers, His disciples.
耶稣想要他们进到教会来,
and that is to teach and to train people to do the same thing all over again.
也就是说你要教他, 然后来训练他, 来做同样的事情。
So church, this morning, your mission is one is to see people delivered from sin, but to bring them to be followers, disciples of Christ.
所以作为教会, 我们的使命就是去解救世人脱离罪的权势, 然后使他们成为门徒。
Don't just be satisfied that a person comes to church and get to the altar and say, I accept Christ.
不要仅仅说有人到教会来, 然后到前面来说, 我愿意决志, 成为基督徒, 就满意了。
Watch that person grow into a follower of Christ.
要小心地带领他, 让他能够成长,
能够成为真的耶稣的门徒。 Until perhaps even from this local church,
直到说也可能他从这里,
God can raise up new pastors,
也可能成为, 甚至成为牧师,
new youth leader,
或者是成为这个青少年的带领,
new song leader,
新的这个, 敬拜的带领。
I was watching Sister Dorothy of how she was controlling you this morning with her hands.
我今天早上看师母在指挥上带领大家唱歌。
You need to learn that and be able to control people with just moving your hands.
我们要学习说怎么用手这样指一指, 大家就能跟着做。
That comes about by discipling people and training people to do the same thing all over again.
这个就是建造门徒的使命。
And that means that there must be a mission of duplication.
也就是说这个增长, 再造的使命。
But it's a mission of dependence.
也要学习我们, 也要教会每个人学习依靠神的全能。
Jesus Christ said, I am with you always until the end of the world.
耶稣说, 我与你同在, 直到世界的末了。
We can't do it alone. We need the Lord Jesus Christ to help us.
我们需要主耶稣基督来帮助我们。
And so as we close this morning,
所以当我们今天要结束的时候，
I'd like to close with a story.
我就要给大家讲一个故事。
It was back in 1991.
是在1991年的时候。
I was a pastor in West Palm Beach.
那个时候我在西棕榈滩当牧师。
And the church I was pastoring was doing quite well.
然后我的那个教会都还不错。
On Sunday morning, we'll have a crowd look like this, probably 150 people.
那我礼拜天早上大概也像这样，有大概100-150人。
And everything was going wonderful.
然后也没有什么问题。
I was a full-time pastor, didn't have to work secular to support myself.
然后我，而且我是全职牧师，我也不用在外面工作来挣钱。
Had a beautiful youth group of about 40 young people.
然后大概有40多人的青少年也很好的一个
团体。Had a beautiful woman ministry.
然后也有这个妇女团契。
Children's ministry.
然后还有这个小朋友的服侍。
Everything was beautiful.
真的是好像各项事工都进行得很好。
But then some things began to happen. The world began to change.
然后但是呢慢慢就变化来了，这个世界有变化。
And between 1991 until 1993,
从1991年到93年这两年时间，
the church of about 150 people dropped to about 30 people.
我这个教会从150人掉到30人。
And I didn't know what to do about it.
我也不知道怎么回事。
Except complain.
我就只好抱怨。
Do you complain when things begin to change in your world?
当你周围的事情发生变化，而且不好的变化的时候，你是不是也就抱
怨了？ And I kept on complaining until the Lord stopped me one day.
所以我就在抱怨说怎么样，然后直到有一天神他阻止我。
And said to me, are you finished with complaining?
然后说你抱怨够了没有？
I have something to tell you.
神说我有话要对你讲。
Speak on, Lord, your servant heareth.
那我就知道说神你就讲。
And he said, take your eyes off your nose.
他说你不要光盯着自己看。
They tell me when you look at your nose, if you want to look at yours, it becomes bigger.
你知道就如果你只盯着自己的鼻子看，越看越大的。
So as I look at the problem became bigger.
就好像我们看问题的时候也是，就
是
你盯着那个看，那问题越来越大。
Says to me, stop looking at the problem.
所以神就说你不要再去看这些问题了。
Look on the field.
去看工厂。
For they are white.
去看你面前的工厂，庄稼已经熟了。
And ready to be harvested.
需要被收割了。
And so I began to look.
所以我就听他的话，我就去看。
And I discovered what God was trying to teach me.
我终于发现神要教给我的事情。
He didn't want me just to build a local church. He wanted me to build a church movement.
他并没有想让我只是在建造一个教会而已，让我们他是想让我去使这个教会能够有生命力。
So as a result of that discovery from God,
所以当神给了我这个意象的时候，
things began to happen.
然后这个。周围的事情就开始发生改变。
The church is still in West Palm Beach, running over 100 in attendance.
那个教会还在那里，一百多个人。
A different pastor.
但是是有不同的牧师。
But from that church in West Palm.
但是这个牧师就是从那个教会里出来的。
We started a church in North Carolina.
然后我们又在北卡去。
In Indiana.
然后在印第安纳也有一个。
We started a church in Guatemala and Mexico and Honduras and Nicaragua.
然后在南美洲很多国家都有教会。
There is a church in Boynton Beach.
然后在 Boynton Beach 还有一个。
There is a church in Lake Worth.
还有在 Lake Worth 还有一个分堂。
There is a Bible school that we started as a result of that discovery.
也是因为当时的那个发现，使我们能够开始一个新的。
And we have over 100 pastors and leaders graduated from that school.
然后那个学校有大概100多个牧师从那里面毕业。
The school is still going forward.
那这个学校还在兴盛。
And every single church,
而我刚才提到的每一个教会
is being pastored from graduate from that school.
那都是那个教会的牧师都是从这个圣经学校出来的。
And all came out of West Palm Beach Church that had 30 people left.
那这些人都是从那个当时只剩下30个人的那个西棕榈滩的那个教会从那个里面出来去上学校。
Because while the world is changing,
因为当这个世界在改变的时候，
God has given us what we need to keep the church alive.
神已经给了我们能够让我们维持这个教会生命的这个需要。
So I said to you this morning, let's keep the church of Jesus Christ alive.
所以我今天早上要讲的题目就是说，让我们这个教会能够有生命力。
By discovering what He wants us to do.
我们要认识到神想要我们做的事情。
And I can guarantee you that you will be alive if you connected to Christ.
而且我可以向你保证，如果你跟神连接的话，你一定会有生命力。
May God bless you and equip you for the great work ahead.
愿神祝福你，也装备你，使你能为他做事情。
Let us pray together this morning.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and your greatness.
天父, 我们真的是感谢你, 因为你是良善的, 你是伟大的。
Take these few thoughts that you've given to us and apply them to the mind and hearts of your people.
你帮助我们今天所听到的, 真的是能够记在心里, 然后用在我们的生命中。
And God, I ask that as this church continues into the future,
主我真的是求你, 带领这个教会,
the changing future,
我们要面对一个,
you'll help this local church to keep alive
就求你帮助这个教会能够,
and to expand
并且能够增长。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray these things.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
For your honor and your glory.
为着你的荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you and congratulations.
愿神祝福你。
Amen.